Three American professors have won the Nobel Prize for Economics. The Nobel Committee today cited George Akerlof of the University of California at Berkeley, Michael Spence of Stanford University, and Joseph Stiglitz, now at Columbia University, for their contribution to information economics. This branch of research examines how an imbalance of information between buyers and sellers can affect the market for everything from health insurance to used cars. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Back in the 1970s, Akerlof, Spence, and Stiglitz decided it was time to challenge the classical economic theory that unregulated markets are always efficient. That theory suggests that all players in a market have equal information about the product or service being offered, producing smooth transactions and rational prices. But Michael Spence says everyone knew that in the real world, many, if not most, markets involved buyers and sellers with different levels of information, and that that imbalance or asymmetry could have dramatic effects. Take health insurance, for instance. People who live healthy lifestyles know they represent less risk for insurance companies, says Spence, but it's costly for the companies to figure that out and price accordingly.
In insurance markets, what tends to happen is that the pricing of the policies represents kind of the average risk of the people being insured. And what sometimes happens is that the people who represent good risks say that's too expensive, and they leave the market. And when they leave the market, the people who are left represent poorer risks. And in fact, in some cases, the whole market will fall apart and there'll be no transactions. It just unravels.
That process of the best risks leaving the market is called adverse selection. George Akerlof did one of the classic pieces of research on this subject called The Market for Lemons. It focused on used car sales.
Whenever you go out to buy a used car, you're worried about why the person who put that car on the market might have done so. And the question is that car a lemon?
Because buyers don't have adequate information to distinguish between a good and bad used car, most refuse to pay more than the average price for a particular model. That means that many sellers who know their car is better than average can't get what it's worth, so they withdraw their car from the market and the market breaks down. Akerlof says this research had a real-world impact on him.
I think I've only bought one used car since that time. I tend not to buy used cars.
Michael Spence showed in his groundbreaking research that market participants often try to offset the information gap through various forms of signaling to each other. In the job market, for instance, workers signal their likely productivity to potential employers in a number of ways, including through their level of education. The payoff of this body of research, says Spence, is that it demonstrates that some markets really don't work very well.
Sometimes you can fix those with regulation by disclosure laws and things like that that change the fundamental informational characteristics of the market by requiring sellers to disclose honestly some of the characteristics of the products. So it points you in that kind of general direction.
One of this year's economics laureates, Joseph Stiglitz, brought that view to the highest level of policymaking. Stiglitz was chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers during part of the Clinton administration and later chief economist at the World Bank. He used that bully pulpit to criticize the International Monetary Fund's response to the Asian financial crisis. Stiglitz blamed the financial meltdown on free-willing speculation and unregulated capital markets. But the fund's response, raising interest rates, punished small businesses, he said. The three economics laureates will share $943,000 in prize money. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.